Marlene works in an employment agency and she has just got a promotion. Mm-hmm. She's over the moon about it. Unfortunately, she's been so busy working that I think she's forgotten to have any friends because the play opens with a kind of a fantasy dinner party. You could say it was a fantasy dinner party, or maybe it is the real dinner party that she has to celebrate her promotion. But the people that she has invited are all these characters from history. So it gets very raucous, they get very drunk, and they share a lot of stories and a lot of secrets with one another. Mm-hmm. And then the next day you see Marlene at work, all of them talking about what they'd done over the weekend and who they'd slept with and where they'd ended up and what had happened to them, as well as sort of interviewing people for potential work opportunities. The play is very clever because as it goes on, it reveals the relationships that everybody has, because not only do you see sort of Marlene, her dinner party and her work, you're also seeing this little girl, Angie, and her mother, Joyce. And then it's not until the final act that you realise Angie and Joyce are very, very close relatives of Marlene.
Ah, okay.
And I'm not going to sort of give away what happens, but in that is the key to the play. It's a play that I've read over the years a few times and always just wish, I bet I'll never have an opportunity to play that part. I've always thought that. And so I was so pleased when it came up, you know, and I was asked to do it.
And it's not the first time you've worked with Out of Joint. I mean, a very interesting play that I can't quite reveal the full name of on radio, but Shopping and...
I think, yes, that was a really exciting time. Another brilliant play written by Mark Ravenhill. A kind of an urban fairy tale, really.
Okay.
But it was a fantastic play. And we were very lucky with that play because we started off in the West End and then we took it all over the world. So I did that play for 10 months.
Oh,
so
wow.
Got to know Max very well. And it's just brilliant to come back into the fold again and be working on this play.
So you're in Oxford from the 24th to the 28th of January. Have you been here before for shows? Will this be the first time?
I've never been to Oxford to do a show, no. I've visited years ago, but I haven't been recently, so I'm thrilled to come spend some time.
Good stuff.
I believe it's a beautiful theatre, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, the Playhouse is a bit of a treat to come to. So if you fancy going and seeing Caroline as Marlene, Top Girls is the show. You can get your tickets from the Oxford Playhouse, and I'm assuming we'll see you in some more Doc Martin soon as well.
Well, I don't know about that. We'll see. I don't know.
Okay, hopefully. Hopefully some more Doc Martin soon.
But this play is a wonderful play and everybody should come and see it.
Thank you so much, Caroline. we'll let you go off and get some lunch and have a great show when you come
up. Thank you. Thank you very much.